It's a story that continues to morph. It's a story that continues to change literally week by week. There's an organization called Stop North Point, and they have some news for us here this morning, some breaking news on 1340 WJOL. And, of course, they sent us a press release last week talking about North Point's Illiana Expressway. John Keegan is with the Stop North Point, and he's also joined by their legal counsel and attorney, Bob Fioretti. John and Bob, good morning. Thanks for coming on, gentlemen. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Scott.
All right. Well, let's jump right in. John, I'll start with you. So last week on the 1st, you sent out this press release, and people were like, whoa, the Illiana Expressway in North Point, how did this happen? So you were working hard for how long to try to uncover this information about what North Point's trying to do?
Well, you know, we've been working on this for over 4 years, Scott, and about a month ago, we talked about trying to see these traffic studies that Joliet hasn't been showing us. So we FOIA'd Joliet, and we FOIA'd IDOT. And in the hundreds of pages of emails we got back from IDOT, I found two emails regarding a letter that was actually one was regarding a letter, another one was regarding a briefing. And they are discussing North Point's original plan, which was to have their project connect to the west and the east, and that included a 30-mile connector over to Crete, Illinois, where they had previously proposed a intermodal facility.
This press release was sent out literally a day after the information that we obtained from our sources via CenterPoint saying that they want this project to stop until a traffic study can be done. So did you wait until that came out, or was this complete coincidence? Because it was a good week for the people that are opposed to North Point.
It was a complete coincidence. I had just discovered that on the same day that the CenterPoint news was breaking.
Well, so John, this expressway is what, 30 miles long? IDOT has said no in 18. They said no in 20. But still, the fact that it's out there and North Point can be very persuasive should lead people to believe that this is still a possibility.
People should be very concerned because they're not being forthcoming with the public. They're talking about how their closed-loop system is going to save the area from additional traffic, and yet if they build a 30-mile connector over to Crete, that's not going to protect us from traffic. And that also indicates that perhaps there's other intermodal somewhere they want to build another connector to. They want to put their project dead center of Will County and connect to any intermodal in any direction is what it sounds like.
John, let's talk about a lawsuit filed last Friday, and then we'll get to some breaking news here in a moment, and we'll bring Bob Fioretti in for that, and Bob can comment on this as well. So a lawsuit was filed last week about Joliet denying your traffic study FOIA request. Talk a little bit to that, please.
I think John summarized everything that's going on regarding the traffic studies. And we have requested, John specifically in his name has requested a copy of any traffic studies that they have or that they have received. They have refused to turn this over, of course, and that's the way the city operates. It seems like everything's done in a secret mode and backroom deals here. We have filed this to ask for copies of anything they have so the people of Joliet and Will County can understand the extent of and impact of traffic on the area. When you're talking another 20,000 cars and 10,000 additional trucks and vice versa, depending upon the day, people should know what is happening and so they can make informed decisions. The city council at the same time should, and we've asked for a temporary restraining order to delay the a vote on any additional items until everybody's informed of the traffic study. And I think John can talk about what has happened in the past on a small traffic study on one of the corners regarding Dunkin' Donuts. As I am sitting here in my car, I got to tell you, I am about to start a memorial service with a group of veterans that have asked me to honor and remember Pearl Harbor Day. And we're at the end of Navy Pier in the 18-degree weather out here.
Yeah,
so,
not good.
But John,
So John, that is the new news today, if you will. A temporary restraining order you are filing today, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, Juliet spent more time in the last 2 years talking about traffic and traffic studies at Six Corners for Dunkin' Donuts drive-through than they've spent asking North Point to show their traffic study. So it's pretty outrageous. And in fact, our FOIA was denied a year ago for the North Point traffic studies. And there's two other citizens that I'm aware of that have also FOIA'd traffic studies that have been denied by Joliet. So I don't know what they're trying to hide, but I believe everyone deserves to see what kind of impact this project's going to have on traffic, especially if you're going to be talking about building something that's, six square miles, a lot more substantial than a Dunkin' Donuts drive-through.
So the temporary restraining order will be filed today in Will County Court?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And Bob, you guys are asking for what? No more hearings until a study is done and or if one has been done, released?
And I think you summed it up well. We are going to ask for it. We'll see what the court does. We're preserving a record in the long run on what needs to be done here to save the people of Will County on what's happening. This is getting to be a point of where the powers to be have decided that they citizens be damned, and that's what's happening out here.
Okay. And one other thing as well, I know, John, that you found a letter through, I'm guessing, your FOIA from Anthony Quigley, who was with IDOT. I think he's now since retired. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because I heard you guys do have a letter talking about what would be, I guess, to be considered a mini traffic study about one intersection, right?
Well, he was commenting on this email thread, and it was, the way the FOIA came through, the email thread was very disconnected, but it was a very brief commentary from Anthony Quigley, who's the Region 1 IDOT engineer, and he basically said, very simply, Illinois Route 53 would not be able to support a 20 million square foot development. The intersection at Lorenzo Road is getting overburdened with trucks, and the interchange I-80 is even worse. It will be at least 5 years before the interchange at 80 is completed. And that's where he ended that email.
Mm-hmm.
And, 20 million square foot development on 53, half of the entire North Point proposal. So, if an IDOT engineer doesn't know where, who can handle traffic, where traffic can be handled in Will County, I don't know who you talk to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So okay.
I just want to say real quick, I do have to join this memorial that we have here at Navy Pier. But, today's a really in some ways a solemn day. We do have two veterans from World War II, and they have fought for us and kept our freedoms alive all this time. And as we all know, freedom isn't free, and it's people like our veterans, our plaintiffs that we have that have helped us throughout this whole. And we need to save not only just the cemetery and the Midlands, but we need it is for the people of Will County in terms of the environmental impact, water impact that we see. So I do want to thank everybody that's supporting us, and go to stopeastpoint.com, sign the petition, help us out, join the movement, and as we all move forward.
Okay. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
I strongly urge the citizens of Will County, please show up to the council December 21st. That's when they plan on holding these hearings, and we need the citizens of Joliet to tell their government this is unacceptable.
All right, John Keegan, Bob Fioretti, thank you, gentlemen. Keep me posted, okay? Well, thank you for your time today. All right, we will put out an invitation to the city of Joliet, and I have sent a couple of text messages off to North Point to talk about what they found in the FOIA and about some other things as well. But breaking news here today, temporary restraining order will attempted to be filed in Will County Court. We'll see where that goes. 7:52 coming up.